96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Skipping school has been a problem for public school systems for as long as there have been public school systems. But a new report released this week by child advocate groups says the D.C. public schools is having a very tough time with truancy. So what's the problem, and is there a workable solution? Well, my guests are Judith Sandelow, Executive Director of the Children's Law Center, and Daniel Okonkwo, who is the Executive Director of D.C. Lawyers for Youth. So what do you think about this problem? And I'd like to hear from you. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it. Judith, let me start with you. What's the problem with truancy in the district?
It's a very large problem. So 56% of high school students are chronically truant, which means they're not in the classroom learning. So it's a massive problem, and there are a myriad of causes, and the district needs to put more focus on fixing it.
What are the causes? Why are they not staying in school?
The most important thing to think about is that the cause is different for each child. So there are child-specific causes. Kids who are learning disabled and the school hasn't figured out that they have a learning disability and they're embarrassed to come to school because they can't perform. There are problems in families, parents who are overwhelmed with being homeless and who are keeping their kids out of school. There are schools that just are that are scary to go to. We have kids every day who come to us who are being bullied in school. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there are kids who can't make it to school because they don't have the money for transportation or they're crossing over a dangerous area to get to school. So there's as many problems as there are kids.
Indeed. That's a laundry list of problems regarding truancy. Daniel, truancy, as I said, is as old as schools. Is it true that even with the implementation of a new truancy or anti-truancy program with the district that it has remained high, or have the numbers dropped some?
Mm-hmm. Well, the numbers, to be fair, the numbers have dropped a bit in D.C. public schools. They haven't dropped considerably, but they have gone down. I think what we talk about in this report is what are the causes of the drop in the truancy rate, and what interventions are we doing in schools and with families to bring that about? And I think what the current law does is it has kind of this punitive measure at the end of the legislation that says we will refer kids to court after 15 unexcused absences. And so, you know, what we're saying is that we don't know if that court, we do know that that court referral is not what's driving down the rates. We think that it is a number of other factors. The fact that now letters are going home to parents, bringing awareness to this issue, and that schools are looking more at what can we do in the schools to keep kids engaged.
Interesting, because when I posed this question in social media today, all of the responses had to do with holding parents responsible, but certainly with such high numbers and in a major metropolitan area, an urban school district, there probably needs to be some additional things that are addressed.
I think it's important not to to see this as a simple problem that parents need to be held accountable. I'll tell you that I am the parent of two boys. They are now grown and successful. But when my now 27-year-old was 16, he didn't want to go to school. He was stronger than I was. It wasn't as if I could just pick him up and carry him to school. He walked out the back door. He walked in the front and out the back. I think of myself as a pretty good parent, but my son had a range of mental health issues and special education needs. And it took a team of us to figure out how to make him understand that school could actually be a place that was safe for him and where he could learn. once we did that, then he went to school. But simply punishing me as a parent certainly wouldn't have helped get him to school.
I need to take a break. When we come back, I want to go to the phone lines, and I want to drill down a little bit more. Also want to find out a little bit about your organizations as well. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. You are in Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about truancy in the D.C. public school system. My guests are Judith Sandalo, Executive Director of the Children's Law Center, and Daniel Okonkwo, Executive Director of the D.C. Lawyers for Youth. Lines are open. If you can't get through, please continue to call. I promise I will get to your phone calls. A lot of folks want to get in on this conversation. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Let me go to the phone lines quickly. Shelton, calling from Southeast. Quickly, what's on your mind, Shelton?
Well, let me just press to say that I'm an old retired teacher, soldier, World War II, Korean, so I'm one of these old dinosaurs that's still remaining around. These kids are bored to death in the school. They have taken out all the vocational trades out of the curriculum, so they're not going to go to college. And we do not have any family structure we had when I was growing up. We got a large population that's in our houses right now, are single mothers raising their children, and babies are having babies. If you look at the curriculum of the D.C. public schools, they do not teach government operation to our youngsters in school. 8 out of every 10 persons that's in a high supervisory management job in this city come from out of town.
Shelton, let me stop you there, because you've listed quite a bit to consider. Judith, could you at least react to what he's saying? Is what he's saying part of the problem based on this report?
Absolutely. That was just a wonderful summary of some of the myriad of issues. We, in fact, do have many kids who are bored in school. They're bored in school because things are going too slow for them, or it's going too fast for them, or the schools aren't focusing them on things that they can understand are going to create a future for them. And that certainly is one reason why kids don't show up for school. But as the caller said, we also have parents who are overwhelmed. I mean, as we know, we have an affordable housing crisis and a lot of parents who are struggling to keep the roof over a kid's head, and that's taking their time, and they're having a hard time parenting.
But Daniel, golly, as Judith just said, sometimes class is too fast, sometimes class is too slow. That is, it just seems like such a complicated issue where it almost, you need a whole lot of money to have one teacher for every kid, it sounds like.
Well, I think that's a big thing of what we're saying in this report, is that part of a big part of keeping students in school is keeping them engaged. And we do spend a lot of money per pupil in D.C. We have a very high per pupil allotment, and by no means, I don't think either of us would say that should be decreased. But I think that we would like our schools to offer kids all the supports that they need. So if they need mental health supports to keep them engaged in school, to keep them feeling like they belong there, then we should have those things. And I think, when we talk about kids not being engaged in school, we also have to talk about some of the reasons kids don't go to school, and that's when they're suspended and expelled. And we know that kids who are suspended, even for one day, are almost 6 times more likely to become truant. Mm-hmm. And so, as Judith said earlier, this is a problem that doesn't have one cause and doesn't have one solution.
I need to take another break, but when we come back, I want to find out, what are some of these young people doing when they are not in school? And why is that even more problematic than we may think at first blush? Also, if you're on the phone, Luke, Ms. Bird, Lynn, Vera, Ricky, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and I will take your calls. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.